Guys and ladies, I was really proud of the way our football team came out and performed today. They did an outstanding job. The preparation was very good throughout the week. I thought that the coaching staff, offense, defense, and special teams did a very good job in preparing these guys, and we went out and we executed. We did a very good job in putting pressure on the quarterback, probably the best that we've done all season. We had five sacks, two recovered fumbles, and the two picks. So with that, I'll open it up for questions. I'm sure you all have lots of them.
Well, yeah, Coach, could you talk about Kamal's takeaway there on the goal line? Looked like that flipped the game for you there.
Well, it was a critical play in the ball game. We talked about attacking the ball, winning the turnover battle, and that was a big-time play. He went in, raked the ball out, and created a turnover. We talked about winning the turnover battle, and we were able to get that done today.
Can you talk about the defense's challenge to pass rush today and what worked for him?
Well, I thought that we did a good job of mixing our pressure and our four-man rushes. When we had the four-man rushes, we were getting some one-on-ones, and we talked about it. You've got five or six guys that are in the protection, and some guys are going to get doubled. And when you get the one-on-one, you've got to win. And we got some wins today on some one-on-ones. I thought that we did a very good job in our pass rush plan and how we were going to try to move the quarterback off the spot, and it worked today down here in New Orleans. What were my thoughts? Yeah, well, I thought that from my view, it might be a little biased, but I did not think that the ball crossed the plane, and I don't think there was enough evidence to overturn it, and I think that they got it right. Again, you can't concern yourselves with that. You got to be thinking ahead, and most of my thoughts were thinking ahead about what was going to happen on the either outcome, whether it was ruled in our favor or ruled the other way. Oh, my goodness. That was exactly what was going through my mind. I think we were a little bit over-aggressive with a couple of players that got out of their lanes. That's what it looked like. And we were able to overcome it. We did not become overwhelmed by it. It was just in our mind. It was just a quick drive, and we knew we were going to get back out there and get an opportunity to get our offense on the field.
I asked you earlier in the week about Robert McClain and what he would mean to be on the spot and stuff like that. What does it mean for him to make another step like that, come up with that big play that he made?
It was a big time play. He got a great jump on the ball, and Robert has continued to improve all season long. I know that some people had talked about that he was not making plays, but he made the play when we needed the play made. And I think you see with our entire football team, whether it's offensive linemen that have had to step in, they've shown improvement each and every week. And that says a lot about our players and a lot about our coaches.
You kind of look at it and you say,
I think we're playing with a lot more consistency. We're playing with a lot of confidence. I believe that we are attacking the line of scrimmage much better over the last 2 weeks in terms of defending the run, and that in turn allows us to transfer into our pass rush. And I think we've done a very good job. The coaching staff again has put a very good plan together. Mike and his staff did a great job.
Mike, what does it say about your team being 6-9 now?
Yeah, it says we've got to have one more than the rest of the guys in the division, one more win, and that's what we're trying to do. That's what Carolina will be attempting to do as well. It ought to be a hell of a football game in the Georgia Dome next week. We're not gonna the quickest way to get into the playoffs in the NFL is to win your division. They don't put a bar of saying how many wins that you have to have.
So that's
Jared, I think you hit it right on the head. We know what this game was all about, what we were playing for, and what it was similar to, and we know what we have to do next week, just like our opponent knows what we have to do when we tee it up at 1 o'clock next week. It ought to be, like I said, a heck of a football game. Well, I think when we have Julio, he had six receptions for 107 yards. He's a hard guy to defend. He's one of the top receivers in all of football. And when we have him, we're a much better offense. We're a much better football team. And it was great to have him back. Julio worked extremely hard last week and this week. Stayed on the prescription and the plan with our doctors and trainers and the athletic performance, and did what he needed to do to get back out on the field.
Coach, it's been so hard to win here over the past few years. Did you notice any difference, whether it was execution or effort, out of the Saints tonight?
Our games are hard fought. I think that since we've been here, there was one game that wasn't a one-score game here in here in New Orleans. I think there was one time that it wasn't an 8-point game, and I think it's basically been the same thing in Atlanta. So they're going to be hard-fought games. It was a hell of a football game for the Falcons fans and the Saints fans. It was two teams that knew what they were playing for and went out and competed. We had a walkthrough yesterday, and Julio moved around a little bit more than walkthrough speed yesterday. Was very encouraged, and he kind of did that on his own. Nobody said, "Hey, we want you to run." We knew that he had to go out there and open it up. We worked him out prior to the game, and everybody was in agreement that he looked like he was ready to go, and he was as well. And when you have a player that says he's ready to go, you like it, especially a player like Julio Jones.
Concern going to a game like this, but you have a couple injuries that are like Steven Jackson, William Moore went out and stuff like that. I know you probably don't have any updates on those guys, but I'm sure those are hard injuries to have to deal with right now.
Everybody's dealing with injuries this time of the season. Unfortunately, we had a couple of guys that left the game. I don't have an update on the two guys that you mentioned, but we will continue to go through our preparations, and hopefully that we'll be able to get all the guys that are healthy out there on the field. Jonathan is the leader of the offensive group, defensive line, excuse me, and he did a very good job. He was very penetrating in terms of getting up the field, helped us in the run defense and the pass rush.
Just your early thoughts on what you think it's going to take to beat that Carolina team?
My early thoughts is that we got to have one more point than they do when the fourth quarter says 0-0-0.